regulated offering at revivalai.com. Own stock in the future of Bible design and manufacturing. From content, format, and version to custom covers, become an owner of the only tech company to give Christians the power to design a personalized Bible. For as little as $100, invest in Revival AI, a company revolutionizing the Bible industry and bringing the production of God's Word back to America. Learn more at revivalai.com.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, eat the grain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The DINOVITE is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
You get some DINOVITE, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Learner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy stepped up pressure on number 3 House Republican Liz Cheney, claiming rank-and-file concerns about her ability to carry out her job as she trades insults with former President Trump.
McCarthy's comments on the Fox News channel underscore the continued, if not growing, grip that the former president has on the House GOP. They also spotlighted an increasingly open split between McCarthy and Cheney. Rather than standing by Cheney, as he did in a failed effort to oust her in February, McCarthy essentially planted himself in the camp of her pro-Trump critics. His positioning with her detractors and their increasingly outspoken attacks suggest her hold on her leadership job is in renewed peril. McCarthy's remarks come with Republicans optimistic about their chances of winning back control of the House in the 2022 elections. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A team of canvassers in Detroit is going door-to-door to get the message out to get vaccinated.
So far, only about 31% of Detroit residents eligible for vaccinations have received at least one dose.
Hello, hello. Passing out COVID-19 vaccination information.
Supervisor Anthony Brinson says there's a lot of misinformation.
When they know the facts, I think it'll help get them out.
Various campaigns are also underway in black and other communities of color. Mecca Shabazz is not vaccinated.
Everybody when it first came out had, we about to get it right now. I'm just probably going to wait.
Some in Nicola Sproker's family got vaccinated.
They've gotten a little bit sick from it and stuff, you know. So I'm saying, is it worth it? Or not, you know, I really don't know.
Victoria Covari with the mayor's office in Detroit says,
we're going to knock on every residential door in this city.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Hyundai is recalling more than 390,000 vehicles in the U.S. and Canada for two problems that can cause engine fires. In one recall, owners are being told to park their vehicles outdoors until repairs are made. On Wall Street, the Dow by 19 points, but the NASDAQ plunged 261. More details at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
As a follower of Christ, you are created and called for greatness, now more than ever before. In his powerful sequel to the bestseller, Kingdom Man, Tony Evans' Kingdom Men Rising calls men to break free of apathetic faith, to take a stand, do more than just exist. You have been called to rise up and influence those around you.
Discover how when you get Kingdom Men Rising and learn the art of intentional impact.
New from Tony Evans, sponsored by the Urban Alter.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Aligning itself with the current CDC guidance, Nevada is easing up on its mask mandate. Fully vaccinated Nevadans may now move about outdoors mask-free. Governor Sisolak signed the emergency directive yesterday, which includes language which allows the Silver State to mirror the guidance of the Centers for Disease Control. The current CDC guidance allows those who are fully vaccinated to go without masks for outdoor activities except in certain crowded settings. An unvaccinated person can also go maskless in small gatherings with fully vaccinated people. As of yesterday, 47% of eligible Clark County residents have gotten at least one vaccination shot. Gaming floors at the Wynn and Encore have been given the go-ahead to operate at full capacity beginning Monday. The Nevada Gaming Control Board gave the green light for the full capacity after Wynn Resorts officials showed that 88% of its employees have been vaccinated. Other casino operators across the valley have also taken steps to get their workers vaccinated. Well, Fox 5 Las Vegas has been sold as part of a multi-billion dollar deal. Gray Television is buying Meredith Corporation's local media group, 17 TV stations, including Fox 5, $2.7
billion. KMZQ on-time traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. We are getting some bunching on the Southern Beltway, 215 south of Robbindale. Moderate flows through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 50 miles per hour as you work your way through there, both directions, mainly between Tropicana and Charleston. Live and local, next.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday, May the 4th, the day before Cinco de Mayo. We're all excited about tomorrow, but today we got a lot on our plate. Over the weekend, believe it or not, the commander of U.S. forces Afghanistan confirmed that the U.S.
has begun to withdraw troops from that country. It is not a huge amount of servicemen and women, but it is a milepost in what has been termed the longest war for America. Adam Roosevelt is the currently the CEO of AR International, a cyber and a security firm. He is an intelligence expert. He's a U.S. Army veteran, and he is a veteran who served two tours of duty. First of all, thank you for your service to our country in so many different ways, but also thank you for joining us this afternoon. What do you make of this? I know it's not a huge group of people that we're talking about. I think somebody told me 2,500. What does this mean to you, this movement out of Afghanistan?
Well, hey, Kevin, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be with you. You're in a great state, especially a state where a lot of good things go on. On the serious note of what's recently occurred with this withdrawal effort, my take on this, having served two tours to Afghanistan there, engaged on the front lines of negotiations with some of the most interesting individuals, I'll say, that this decision to withdraw the U.S. troops right now marks the beginning of a new conflict. That's what I'll say.
A new conflict, meaning what? Do you feel like we're going to end up with an ISIS-like presence there, where there are going to be people who are going to fill the vacuum created by us pulling up stakes and leaving?
You know, Kev, I've been watching the reports and the work that I do globally. It's looking at how things are going to trend so that I forecast for my clients what's going to happen in the future, whether they're in the defense space or whether they're in the private sector. We've already seen activity from the Taliban. They're already taking over bases, army bases. They're already working on making sure that they have strategic locations that they're going to attack. There's going to be a lot of tension between the Afghan National Army as with the Taliban. There's going to be a lot of clashing with the Afghan police force as well, and we're already seeing that unfold. There were even threats against U.S. troops as well if we did not pull out. But the point is, this is going to be an area of conflict for a long period of time. It will become a headquarters for terrorist activity.
How much will we leave behind when our 2,500 men and women leave? They're going to be leaving behind, I imagine, some machinery, I don't know, tanks, whatever it is, munitions. My question is, how much will we leave behind, and is it stuff that might ultimately be used against the Afghan people?
Well, the way it works, Kevin, on the withdrawal effort, there's a certain parts of the equipment that's been designated either in use or not in use in storage facilities. There's going to be some of that equipment that will be deconstructed, broken down, maybe recycled. And some of that equipment, there should be a status force agreement between us and the Afghan National Army and the national folks that are involved in the conversations up to the presidential level, who are going to want to have earmarked, you know, tanks, weapons, munition supplies. So there will be some of that that goes to our allies on the ground. But if those locations are overtaken, Kevin, that resource will become the Taliban.
Again, Adam Roosevelt joining us. He is the CEO of AR International, a cyber and security firm. He is an intelligence expert and a U.S. Army veteran, and did two tours of duty in Afghanistan. Why hasn't it worked in Afghanistan? I mean, we've taken freedom and liberty around the globe. The Soviets tried it in Afghanistan. It didn't work. Why hasn't it worked in Afghanistan?
I will say, Kevin, that whenever there's a war, there's always what's told to the public, and then there's the economic reality of why we're in a country. We know the Middle East has a lot of natural resources. The only reason we would go in is for a few things: national security, the global war on terrorism, and economic opportunity. We didn't put hundreds of millions of dollars into that economy so that they wouldn't join us as a trade partner. You know, so we have to go in with key priorities really surrounding those equities that I just mentioned, the global war on terrorism, economics. But when we came in, I don't think that economics was our focus. I think the Afghan people culturally are not prepared to adopt Western philosophy. And our strategy, we tried so many of them, were not effective. I would think, Kevin, at this point in time, economics and trade relations are going to be the only thing that bring us to the table going forward if the Taliban is able to regain control.
Other than national security, is there anything there worth fighting for and dying for?
I do think there are. There are women and children there. There are people who want to adopt the Western philosophies and have been told that the West is an enemy. They've been raised this way. I've been there in the communities working with the children. And I'll tell you this, Kevin, I gave this young boy his first chocolate bar, you know, and it's just amazing how you can see those human moments between the American soldiers doing something so small and getting these children to see a different life. I think the women and children are our greatest allies. They're going to continue to be on the lookout for the Western world, and they want to join us. I do think that that's important. I think that they would share, at least some of them would share that same goal in life.
You've done two tours of duty in Afghanistan, and I know over the course of that time, we probably built a dozen, 100, 200 schools, water purification plants. We have put a lot of infrastructure into that country. How much of it is still viable?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, I was there when the USAID, United States Aid International Development Agency, they were there to develop roads and infrastructure. I would say that there's probably still a large part of the road and infrastructure pieces in place, but the strategic transportation infrastructure, for example, that would be used to move supplies to aid the Afghan National Army, those will be attack points that the Taliban is going to want to hit. So we'll need to understand what infrastructure we've invested in before we pull out, and we'll have to put it on a map so that, one, we can tell the Afghan National Army this is what they'll need to protect on the way out. But I do think that there's going to be some strategic attacks or holding those locations for supplies going in and out of Afghanistan. So that's already underway. As we understand it, the Taliban is very smart. They're not new to the war field. So once we pull out, they'll either destroy it or take it captive.
I've talked with a lot of people that have served in Afghanistan, and one of the things they tell me is that this pulling out is the wrong thing to do. The big question is it the right time because President Trump was ready to do this, President Biden is doing it and has given a day certain and all of that. My question is it the right time? And if not, what would be a better time?
Well, Kevin, I think when we talk about national security, it's a global conversation. When you talk about the insurgents, like the Taliban, you also have to look at other coalitions that they have allied with. So we've got the issues in Iran happening. We've got the Afghanistan issues happening. Just those two groups alone are enough to make a national security crisis happen. We had 9/11 occur. And the reason why we stood up the forces to go into these locations was to make sure that this never happened again. So we've got two key efforts happening right now that are national security related, and again, it's Iran, it's Afghanistan, and when you aggregate all that information together, right now is not the time. When the time would be right, I would say we need at least 5 to 10 years before we see any real true changes with their current government, as well as with the warlords, which the Taliban is a group of warlords that have been in control for a considerable amount of time.
Adam, let me just ask you, you mentioned government. What type of government do they have there, and is it strong enough to overtake the sinister forces that are waiting for us to leave?
The government is essentially an attempted mirror copy of the U.S. government. Obviously, that's why we've invested so much time and energy there to establish processes like voting democracy processes and so forth. The problem is, though, that the Taliban have a certain philosophy in life, and that philosophy will essentially lead them to the grave if it's something worth dying for. That's something that's very ingrained in the mentality of these fighters, and I respect those fighters. As a warfighter myself, I understand because I have the same love for my country. So as an American citizen, Kevin, we've got to ask ourselves, how far are we willing to go for our country? That's probably just as far as they're willing to go. So I would tell you that they don't have the tenacity, the consistency, the willpower to outpace the Taliban's unfortunate conditioned mindset in the war field. They will win this war if we pull out.
I was just curious because we've taught the Afghan army all kinds of things with weaponry and tactics. How capable are they?
Well, the Afghan army has certain elements that look like our military. So there's a special forces branch, if you will, that's not too far, the locations that guard the embassies and so forth, and even near the presidential palace, you know, they're kind of dispersed in locations. They're just like the Navy SEALs in terms of the training that they would receive. Our Army Rangers train them. They should have the same capabilities. They even come out to the United States to train if we're not going to train them locally. So on face value, Kevin, they're very skilled. But the larger part of the Afghan National Army and also the police force, they don't have the full training. So it's a small contingency of folks in that uniform outfit that effectively mirror our special forces.
Are there more of them than there are the Taliban? I mean, do they have a numbers advantage at all in that area?
I would say they, you know, the numbers are hard to talk about, obviously, in terms of intelligence and making sure we protect that information. But I don't think it's simply a numbers game. I think the Taliban has a business enterprise where they can exploit their constituents. They can exploit the people in the neighborhood, strike fear in the communities where little boys are given AR-15s and AK-47s at 7 to go and shoot and practice to protect their villages. So there's a whole entire ecosystem of terror that they've built that allows them to maintain a stronghold. And I'll tell you this, Kevin, I don't want to take too much time, but they killed a child and decapitated that child and put him outside the base, and that struck fear for hundreds of miles throughout the community, and that message was sent to families who did not take heed to the Taliban's warnings.
Wow. AR International, you are the CEO. What is AR International? What is it you do?
So it's Adam Roosevelt International Consulting. I consult very high-level cases for law firms, governments. I'm involved in cyber intelligence operations, and I provide special consulting to get our folks home, protected, keep you safe, and make sure that we effectively get you over the line for whatever complex situation you may be in.
You do good work. Adam Roosevelt, thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining us, and thanks for your service to our country. We certainly appreciate that as well.
Thank you, Kevin.
Adam Roosevelt, CEO of AR International Cyber and Security Firm, an intelligence expert and a U.S. Army veteran. We thank him for his service to our country. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. A recent Bloomberg survey of economists shows home prices have jumped at the fastest pace since 2014. Well, what does that mean for retirees or pre-retirees with a mortgage? For answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what are your thoughts?
Well, Steve, we're in a very low interest rate environment, which is a very good thing if you have an interest payment on a house, which is called a mortgage. Some people have more than one. So here's what we do. First of all, let's consolidate. If you have more than one mortgage, let's consolidate those now and get that low rate locked in forever with the bank, or 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever kind of mortgage you have. Then that puts you in more control. So now you know what your expenses are going to be on your home, which is your most valuable asset if you're living there. Now, we talk about when people are retired and they have a mortgage payment. A lot of people say, well, I can't retire until I get rid of this mortgage payment. Well, that's not true, Steve. As a matter of fact, if you actually have to dig into your retirement savings to pay off your mortgage and then you retire, well, God, you're sitting in a house that's paid for, but you might not have enough money to pay the taxes on the house or the upkeep on the house. So don't ever reach into money you're going to need to pay your house off, especially in these days with interest rates at all-time lows. Let's lock the banks into accepting a very small amount for a very long time, and then let's make sure we have that money put aside for your monthly payments for the mortgage. And you still own the house, Steve. The house doesn't go up in value just because you pay it off. It doesn't go down in value if you owe money on it. So let's make sure we get a right plan put together. I cover this in my total retirement plan, which is 22 different steps, Steve. The next 10 people call will get this at no cost or obligation. It's a $1,000 value. I also have a 3-book set.
That sounds fantastic. The next 20 callers right now, 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text VEGAS, V-E-G-A-S, VEGAS to 21000. Text VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Labor is Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. The electric bikes, have you seen those? They're really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. I don't know if you've seen this. I have seen this about three or four times because I wanted to go back and get as much of it as I could. This is footage, body cam footage, from a San Dimas, California cop who stopped a motorist for using a cell phone while they were driving, distracted driving. This was in San Dimas, California, Los Angeles County. And I want you to, Bill Malugin is the Fox News correspondent who came up with this footage. And it's absolutely amazing when you hear this. This is Bill Malugin with an unidentified California driver and a San Dimas cop, a sheriff's deputy, actually. This is Cut 5, go.
I pulled you over because
you're a murderer. Yes, I started to record because you can't you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared me.
You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasso?
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right?
Not the nicest lady right there. Now, Fox News has learned the name of this woman, but at this time, we are not going to identify her because we've reached out to her multiple times. Still have not gotten a comment from her. I did talk to LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva about this. He told me he was appalled by what he saw in that video there, but he commended his deputy for staying very professional and just doing his job and remaining calm. Take a listen.
She claims to be a teacher, and I understand if it's Southwest College where she's teaching, I'm not too sure where, but if she represents her profession, is that an indictment on the on her profession and the caliber of people? Because you have one incident like George Floyd, a murder, all right, but some people want to label the entire profession as if everyone was a Derek Chauvin. And this shows you that bigotry, racism comes in all colors and all ages, and proof of that right there. If you want to call all of the deputies murderers, unfortunately, you're doing the exact same thing which you're accusing other people of doing against your own kind.
That's the Los Angeles County sheriff, and I'll just tell you that the fact that there are people like that out there scares me, that are convinced